intelligent dumbing down. There is another solution, intelligently dumbing down your brain by figuring out the next action. You'll invariably feel a relieving of pressure about anything you have a commitment to change or do when you decide on the very next physical action required to move it forward. Nothing essentially will change in the world, but shifting your focus to something that your mind perceives as a doable, completable task will create a real increase in positive energy, direction, and motivation. If you truly captured all the things that have your attention during the mind sweep, go through the list again now and decide on the single, very next action to take on every one of them. Notice what happens to your energy. You are either attracted or repelled by the things on your lists. There isn't any neutral territory. You are either positively drawn toward completing the action or reluctant to think about what it is and resistant to getting involved in it. Often, it's simply the next action decision that makes the difference between the two extremes. In following up with people who have taken my seminars or been coached by my colleagues or me, I've discovered that one of the subtler ways many of them fall off the wagon is in letting their action lists grow back into lists of tasks or sub-projects instead of discrete next actions. They're still ahead of most people because they're actually writing things down, but they often find themselves stuck and procrastinating because they've allowed their action list to harbor items like meeting with the banquet committee, Johnny's birthday, receptionist, slide presentation. In other words, things have morphed back into stuffness instead of staying at the action level. There are no clear next actions here, and anyone keeping a list filled with items like this would send his or her brain into overload every time he or she looked at it. Is this extra work? Is figuring out the next action on your commitments additional effort to expend that you don't need to? No, of course not. If you need to get your car tuned, for instance, you're going to have to figure out the next action at some point anyway. The problem is that most people wait to do it until the next action is call the auto club for tow truck. So when do you think most people really make a lot of their next action decisions about their stuff? When it shows up or when it blows up? And do you think there might be a difference in the quality of their lives if they handle this knowledge work on the front end instead of the back? Which do you think is the more efficient way to move through life? Deciding next actions on your projects as soon as they appear on your radar screen, and then efficiently grouping them into categories of actions that you can get done in certain uniform contexts? Or avoiding thinking about what exactly needs to be done until it has to be done, then nickel and diming your activities as you try to catch up and put out the fires? This may sound exaggerated, but when I ask groups of people to estimate when most of the action decisions are made in their companies, with few exceptions, they say, when things blow up. One global corporate client surveyed its population about sources of stress in its culture, and the number one complaint was the last-minute crisis work consistently promoted by team leaders who failed to make appropriate decisions on the front end.